Welcome to Southside Free Baptist Church property. Just want to give you an overview of what is going on here. As you can see, the boys are painting one of our walls. And there's been a lot of projects going on. So just give you some shots here so you can get familiar with our property. I'm going to go to the other side and take the next shot. All right, we're getting there as far as the work and things. So the play park and the picnic tables and the fence have all been stained outside. And the property's been very much cleaned up everywhere. And from the other back corner of the property, this would be the auditorium right here. And then you'll see the unit that I was speaking about inside. That could be the crèche or a prophet's chamber as well. Looking back along the property here. So now we're on the back corner of the property here, and a tree was just taken down that was into the phone lines. And the top of the flat roof there, you can see we've got quite a large flat roof in the back, was just replaced. It took 3 weeks for the men working up there to put in about 8 inches of insulation as well as the new membrane on top of that. And here's a shot down the back side of the property. And so what used to be a smoking shed now houses our mower. And I'm going to come through the side entrance into the property from the left side of the front. This used to be the bar. And it is now our auditorium. And so, welcome to our auditorium. And so, panning to the right here. This room's a mess, but you're getting a full tour. So here's an office type room that we'll be fixing up in the future. And so this is looking back where we came in there, the side entrance, and our information, our table here. And turning back to the right, this used to be the lounge. And so this room has been painted down below. And the lower half, we still have a lot to do here, painting at the other room as well. But coming back here, this is where our kids meet. And this will be the fellowship hall. On the other side where the church is now meeting will be the activity center in the future. And so looking back at the activity center, you can see there's a foyer where you can come in. There's a little closed-in entrance there. And then to the right here is what will become maybe a more modern kitchen than what's here. But there's kind of some sinks and some things. And then you go back to the right. There's a doorway that goes back into some hallways around the back of the property. And then leaving the fellowship hall here, the function room sign there will be gone. That's not permanent. That's not new. Then here we have some toilets, handicapped and gents and ladies. And sorry, that's British English. But coming through this way, this will be the auditorium. And so looking to the left, there's used to be a pass-through bar there. This was the dance hall. And so up here you'll see there's a dance floor. And then there's all the dance lighting. And so that's all been taken out already and will be a future project here. And looking back, this auditorium could seat about 120 people. Back on the back right here is where we'd like to put the nursery. And so what it is right now, it's again, ladies and gents toilets that are back here. And so, but these walls are partition walls and they can come down. And so you can see about the depth here. And so this room will be opened up and maybe made into also a prophet's chamber. And now heading back into the back area that I mentioned earlier. So this connects with that kitchen eventually. But we have here a commercial kitchen, which we need a cook to be able to run. But all this is here. Then coming out of that kitchen, this is really messy back here, but we'll all be done up. And so this is the bar, and maybe become a sound room of some sort. Another toilet. It was a bar, and there are toilets everywhere. Coming back this way. All right. And got a commercial fridge and freezer and a nice wee room there. And then here, comes back out to the left, we go back into that kitchen that I mentioned. And just to give you the full tour, we're now turning to the right at the hallway we just came down. And I don't want to make anybody sick. I'm going to circle down to the left. And this is the cellar. So this is where the naughty kids go during holiday Bible club. Just kidding. All right, and what you see is what you get, but what may interest you is that it was a pub, and that becomes obvious when you come down here. And here we have the chillers. I've learned a lot about pubs. I'm going to keep turning to my left. All right. And then I'm going to go in here, and this looks to me like a milking parlor. But it's not. It's where all the alcohol, sadly, would go up to the different taps. And over to the right are three pumping units. And all those hoses, yes, that would pump the alcohol up. So praise God, this is no longer a pub, but we're serving the water of life here. And just to connect everything for you, so back into the hallway at the top of the cellar stairs, and entering in here, here we are, back into the sweet kitchen. So it goes out to the left to the fellowship hall, as you can see there. And then if you turn to the right, you're back into the activity center area in the future, ping pong table and foosball. And maybe right here, one thing we're talking about is where are we going to put a baptistry? Well, there's water here, and there's a little bit of a higher ceiling, and so that might end up being our location there, but we're praying about that. And here's the entryway where you come in, the main entrance. And so this has been painted, the lower half as well. Still needs to be painted up above. And then the front doors and the view across the road. And to the left there, just the Costco's car park comes up to the back there, and there's a shopping area that way. And to the right, and all straight ahead of us as well, is the village of Lonehead. And we're right on the south side of Attenborough, so we connect up to Attenborough itself. But right here, about 7,000 people in this village. One of the bonus things that we got with this property is a nice picnic area and a play park. And with the stain on it, it all looks new and is looking really good. We just want to say thank you to you for all your prayers and encouragement. This is a big venture that God has taken us on. We know that God has led us to do this. But there's a lot of faith steps, so please pray for patience and wisdom. I'm not a builder, and so we need to either borrow some brains or have God provide some Bezaleels and Urijahs. That's certainly what we're praying for. And then just wisdom, what project to tackle next. It's a big financial responsibility, but we know God's got it, and God's good, and God's faithful. But your prayers in that regard are much appreciated as well. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey.